they all stuffed with fluff. He's Willy the Pooh, Willy the Pooh, Willy Nilly Silly Old Bear.
The Willy Nilly Silly Old Bear, the Zen-like Winnie the Pooh from author A.A. Milne, is known for his endearing words of wisdom from the Hundred Acre Wood. Now the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston is hoping a combination of Milne's writings and artist E.H. Shepherd's drawings will attract multi-generational audiences. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports this morning on how a staging of a traveling Pooh exhibition fits into the MFA strategy.
Oh, bother. I suppose I shall have to find another one.
Who doesn't love Pooh?
MFA curator of design Megan Melvin clearly does.
All around the world, if you say Winnie the Pooh, people will probably recognize them.
The Russian cartoon version plays in the opening gallery that introduces us to Pooh, the international rock star of children's literature. Melvin suspects most people these days know Pooh through Disney, but this exhibition's goal is to take us back to the bear's origins, to the classic books, and to the people who created them. The curator walks over to an old-fashioned telephone.
Pick this up. This is the only known recording of Milne reading from Winnie the Pooh, so you should hear it.
Pooh and Piglet go hunting and nearly catch a woozle. The Piglet lived in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and the beech tree was in the middle of the forest, and the Piglet lived in the middle of the house.
Alan Alexander Milne drew inspiration for the forgetful bear from his son Christopher's stuffed animal, Edward. This history unfolds throughout the show titled Winnie the Pooh, Exploring a Classic. Melvin says the display illuminates Pooh's universal appeal.
I think it's not just Pooh, it's the stories, the way they are able to tap into the world of childhood. And Milne had a gift for capturing a child's thought process and ways of expressing themselves. And then Shepherd's imagery, you really enter, you feel like you're back.
Ernest Howard Shepherd was an illustrator who contributed to the publication Punch, where Milne also worked. They collaborated when the writer needed images for what would become his 1924 book of verse, When We Were Very Young. It features a tubby bear who returned 2 years later in the first edition of Winnie the Pooh.
From the very beginning, those words, you know, bump, bump, bump. It's the word, the sound, but then it's closely mirrored by the illustration, so you're seeing what you're reading.
Here is Edward Bear now, coming downstairs on the back of his head, behind Christopher Robin.
It's the only way he knows of coming downstairs, but sometimes he feels that there really is another way. If only he could stop bumping for a moment and think of it.
If you know and love the books, you understand they had the same sensibility and appreciation for childhood. And they both clearly had a fantastic sense of humor.
But Milne often gets more credit than Shepherd. Melvin says the exhibition puts Shepherd's work in the spotlight. More than 80 of the artist's original pencil and pen and ink drawings are on the walls.
I love the subtlety of the drawings, too. They're so simple. See how Piglet has his little hand on Pooh? Because Piglet's just a little nervous, you know. Piglet's so small. So again, it's those tiny details, and that's what has amazed me, too, that for the relative simplicity of the drawings, there's a lot of subtlety and emotion embedded in them.
If you're my age, you kind of grew up with it. It takes you back, which is good in these times.
77-year-old Mary Dana Gershenoff, a Pooh superfan, is thrilled to dive deep into the artworks and publishing history of Pooh. But the exhibition extends beyond the museum walls. There's a slide, a little nursery bed, stairs, a replica of the Pooh Sticks Bridge, a door into Pooh's house in a tree, and Pooh's bell, which is being rung enthusiastically by a toddler. Engaging this age group, their parents and their grandparents, is by design, says museum deputy director Katie Getchell.
It's common for people to think of art museums as not kid-friendly. You know, they think about when they have children, they might go to the science museum or the children's museum. So we're trying to make sure that they know that we have things here every day, all year round for families.
Bringing in more diverse audiences is a major goal in the museum's strategic plan, and Getchell says diversity comes in many forms. Recent research indicates cultural institutions need to focus on retirees and families, in addition to the in-demand millennial audience, to be sustainable in the long term. And the MFA believes a mix of ages enriches the museum-going experience. To make things easier for parents, Getchell says there are timed tickets, bathroom step stools, and bathroom passes for re-entry.
We want to attract multi-generational families. This exhibition gives us the opportunity to try out a bunch of new things that will stay and will be a lasting benefit to the museum long after the exhibition is gone.
And curator Megan Melvin says Pooh is a perfect gateway for the youngest of audiences.
Children's books are, for many of us, our very first introduction to art, too. And so for the MFA, this is how we can begin that connection for people.
I think I liked him for maybe a little longer than I was supposed to.
Pooh is taking 30-year-old new mom Kimberly Troll on a nostalgia trip. She's here with her 6-month-old son, Rowan.
And it's been just really nice to come back and see this from like an adult perspective and learn more about the story and how it's still resonating with people of all ages for so many years.
The pitter-patter of little feet is novel for visitor Jim McGuire, who says he comes to the MFA a few times a year.
Oh, I think it's very unusual. There are two or three little children here. I almost stepped on one of them. You know, that usually doesn't happen when you're looking at the sergeants. There are not children underfoot.
McGuire says he came here without ever having read Pooh himself. He jokes that his Pooh-loving wife dragged him here. But now...
One of the things I'm going to do when I go home is get the books and read some things about Winnie the Pooh at my age, which is 85. But, you know, never too late, as they say.
Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up. When I up, down, touch the ground, it puts me in the mood. Up, down, touch the ground, in the mood. For food.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I have found speaking poundage-wise, I improve my appetite when I exercise.